Welcome to the NewsHour. A new bipartisan divide has broken open after senior U.S. military officers showed Congress video of multiple strikes on a boat in the Caribbean in early September. Republicans backed the decision by a Special Operations Forces commander to target survivors of the first strike in the administration's campaign against alleged drug boats.
But Democrats accused the commander of targeting a shipwreck, which would be a violation of international law. Both sides agreed that Secretary Hegseth did not provide what would have been an illegal order to kill everyone on board. Nick Schifrin begins our coverage.
Admiral, General, what's your message to the American people?
On Capitol Hill today, the U.S.'s most senior military officer and the admiral at the center of a contentious strike gave their version and revealed more video of the September 2nd attack that targeted what the administration says were 11 narco-terrorists. A U.S. official tells PBS NewsHour that Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Dan Kane, told lawmakers in classified briefings that the first strike killed 9 people and that after the first strike, the boat was still seaworthy. The men on board still had drugs and communications, which meant they were still combatants, and a rescue boat was approaching. Bradley then ordered the second strike 30 to 60 minutes later to kill 2 more people. A third and fourth strike sunk the boat. That narrative embraced by Republicans, including Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Tom Cotton.
I saw 2 survivors trying to flip a boat loaded with drugs, bound for the United States, back over so they could stay in the fight. The first strike, the second strike, and the third and the fourth strike on September 2nd were entirely lawful and needful, and they were exactly what we'd expect our military commanders to do.
But one of the lawmakers critical of today's briefing tells PBS NewsHour that the ship was capsized by the first strike and almost submerged. The survivors had no means of communication, and it's not clear if the boat nearby would come to their rescue. House Intelligence Ranking Member Jim Himes.
What I saw in that room was one of the most troubling things I've seen in my time in public service. You have 2 individuals in clear distress without any means of locomotion with a destroyed vessel who were killed by the United States. Any American who sees the video that I saw will see the United States military attacking shipwrecked sailors.
But there was bipartisan agreement that Secretary Pete Hegseth did not give a written or verbal order before the strikes to kill everyone on board.
Admiral Bradley was very clear that he was given no such order.
The admiral confirmed that there had not been a kill them all order.
The U.S. military says since September it's launched 21 strikes, killing more than 80, in a mission designed to save American lives from drugs. In mid-October, the U.S. struck this submarine and instead of targeting survivors, rescued them, because unlike the previous case, their ship was no longer seaworthy, Cotton said today.
They were treated, as they should be, as non-combatants. They were picked up by U.S. forces.
Democrats and many former military lawyers still question whether the overall campaign is legal. But when it comes to the September 2nd strike, it appears Republicans who lead Congress are satisfied with the military and administration's explanations. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.